guys. This is the Untitled Podcast with Sebastian and Rosten.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is the first episode. It's an idea that we came up with a while back, and you know, we're just now, you know, putting it into motion, and we hope you guys enjoy.
All right, so Rosten, you got any questions or concepts you want to talk about?
Not necessarily. Not anything specific. I mean, we're talking about anything, but you know, as of late, what's on my mind now is just like, oh, you know how like it's always been a big thing. People are like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, turn 18. You know, 18 is such a big age for you to do this, for you to do that, and stuff like that. And you know, for the other side of the spectrum, it's a fine age for people to like actually become, you know, quote unquote legal or whatever for like certain things they want to do. You know, like buying like tobacco products and stuff. I remember when I was younger.
I mean, they just passed a bill. And
like, yeah, they're talking about they're gonna turn 21. People yeah. got. I seen so many people outrage and shit. Like, oh, no, what I turn 18 for? What I turn 18 for? Like, Nick.
I mean, I guess you have certain like liberties once you turn 18. Like, you can. I mean, you can live on your own. You're not under your parents' jurisdiction or anything, but. Usually by the time people are 18, it's like, oh, they're out of high school or whatnot, and they have a car, they have a job.
I don't know if people think it's like some sort of fairy tale shit. It's like overnight you wake up, damn, bro, I got a house, I got a car, bro, I got a banging ass job.
It depends. It depends the person, really.
I don't know. People think it's like once you turn 18, like your vision, like your eyes change and everything's like bright and shit, and there's like rainbows and shit. Oh, I'm 18, I can do what I want. Nothing changed when you were 16, 17. The only thing different is, okay, you got to carry your social security card now. You're your own person. You're 18. That's the only thing that changes.
You got a debit card, credit card, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That comes into motion.
And it's all in your name. It's not really anything that changes and stuff. All
right. Is there a difference between 18 and 21? Because I think at 21, like, you've matured enough to know.
But there's still people who's like 21. They still on the...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It just depends the person, really.
Yeah. Like, for me, yeah, I'm 18 and all, but it's like, I was the same way when I was 17, 16. People still even say I look 16 or so, and that's weird to me, but, you know. And the whole thing, it's like, I don't know how to call it a stereotype or not, but it's like, you know, people are like, well, you're 18 now, you know, what you doing with your life?
It's like, yeah.
It just like started. The, what
yeah,
are you talking
the
about?
Expectation of, like, having some type of responsibility.
Yeah, and there are responsibilities. There are, don't get me wrong, but it's like, this is the responsibilities that's already met going into 18. Not once you're 18, damn, I gotta pick this up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew going into 18, it's a big age. You know, it's a quote unquote big age. You know, you can do this, you can do that. And then you're considered a legal adult now. And it's like, nothing changed. Nothing really changed. Right. For me, anyway. Maybe it's because, like, I live the way I live in the sense of, like, I don't worry about a lot of things. In some cases, I do. The things I should be worried about, I don't worry about. I let it take its course, and I worry about little things. But, you know, the whole thing about... The one thing that's always bothered me is, like, oh, you're 18 now. You got a job, right? You got a job, right?
Right.
It's not, like, people aren't scouting you, and it's like, wait till this dude turn 18, right? You know, it's not like that, you know? It's like, it's still the same struggle when you're 19, 20, so on and so forth. You're still trying to get a job that's steady for you, and you like it. And it's like, people... I don't know, it's just... The annoying stereotype of you're 18 now, do something with yourself. Like, the door's just open, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just can't, you know, walk up in there like that.
Not that you should be, like, ungrateful, but you have you're pretty much your entire life ahead of you.
Still, yeah.
You shouldn't rush to do the things you want to capitalize on right. 18. Like, just because you just turned the age and all.
There's, like, rappers and stuff that are, like, 20 and 21 riding Maybachs and stuff. And Maybachs are, like, cars for, like, retired people. And it's, like, that's still young. But I feel like... I don't know how to explain it in the sense of when you're 18, it's like, oh, you should already be like a CEO of a company or something. Like, that's how people see it. And it's like, no, it's just started. I'm just getting started. I'm just started out. Mm-hmm. And people don't know it until they hit the age. Like, damn, it's not as I thought it would be. You know, people are like, damn, when I'm 18, I'm moving out. No, bro, there's a lot of shit that comes with it.
What about, okay, being the age that you are at 18? Do you feel bad about people having certain jobs, like whoever wants to be let's say, somebody wants to have a job on YouTube, creating content, distributing that.
Right.
Somebody else wants to have a job making music. And this, I guess you could say the stereotype with that is like, oh, they don't have an actual job because they don't go somewhere. They're not putting in the hours, like a retail job or like something at a company. Do you, what do you believe?
I find that like bullshit, because people, they're the same people telling you that's not a real job, the same people telling you, oh, if you really want something, you go for it.
Right.
But I feel like they don't see it in your eyes. They see it from their standards. If you're not living your life the way I want you to, if you're not living your life the way I see fit, or if you're not living your life the way that's, you know, stereotypically saw when you're 18, then it's like you're not doing it right. You know what I'm saying? It's the same people. It's the same people, and I hate that. I don't like it. It's like, I was your age at a point. Yeah, you were. And understand that we're two different people. Just because back then,
especially, you know, in two different generations.
That's what I'm saying. Technology and social media is a huge ass thing. People are getting jobs left and right. YouTube platforms, Instagram, you know, Twitter, stuff like that. People are getting newer jobs. And the same people that were like, oh, technology's a waste of time, you know? It's, you know, the same people that's like, damn, I'm not complaining when the money's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I find it, I don't want to say odd, but like, it's ironic when girls, they, I don't want to say girls in general, but it's like they create what they have on social media, like Instagram or such and such, and they have those type of platforms, and all they do is just crank out pictures of themselves or this and that, and there's not much substance behind the matter,
right?
But there's no questionability on that. They're making money, so it's
That's a tricky like spectrum, because girls make OnlyFans and people are like, oh, they're this, they're that, they're calling them, you know, nasty names and shit, but it's like they're still getting money, and it's not seen in the public eye as, damn, why are you selling your body like that?
Mm-hmm. The image.
But if it was you, the money's coming in, you don't care. If they're comfortable doing that, then, you know, go ahead and do you. Like, I ain't hating on nobody or nothing like that, but it's like, you know, if you got the numbers like that, you know, you can like, you know, you can like make impressions on many people and stuff like that. Do something positive with it. I'm not saying you're not doing anything positive. Maybe you're body positive. Maybe you know, body is art. You know, it's the, you know, human anatomy. Everyone has a body and shit, breast and whatnot.
I mean, ideally, like, I'm not trying to shit on the image of like modeling or anything like that. But personally, like, I may see that I may be more biased because I'm a male and I don't really project my body like that. But it's more of, I want to have some type of knowledge, or I want to have some type, like, have some type of responsibility with my mind and actually do things that incorporate me having to be creative or smart or doing this and that, and actually rely on that instead of, you know, oh, like, my body, damn, I have a cut here, I have some scars here, this and that, and I have to prioritize more on that.
Yeah.
And it, I'm not really living the life I could live. I'm not living as happily as I could because I'm so worried, or I'm so prioritized on the way my body looks and the way other people perceive it. Because I think one of the biggest issues, or one of the biggest things in society, really, is like other people's image on you, first impressions and stuff like that.
That's been a big thing, man. That's why, you know, Instagram had that whole updates where it's like you can only see who's liked your photos.
Yeah.
And like it says, like, so and so liked it and others. It doesn't portray the numbers. It doesn't show that, because like numbers, you know, to me, numbers, I don't care. In some cases, I don't care about numbers, you know. Like, I have a weird, like, okay, on like my YouTube channel and whatnot, I have this weird thing of like, I like seeing my numbers go up viewer wise. I like seeing that. That's when I care about numbers. I like that because I know I'm doing something to like make it increase. Whereas Instagram likes or Instagram follows, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care that much. But to some people, that's life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it, I don't want to like sound ignorant or like, you know, come off as weird or anything like that, but it's like, I feel like people who, you know, are, don't quote unquote get enough attention at home, if they get attention on the internet, that makes them feel what's missing or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case, you know. Maybe that's why it matters so many people, like the whole share for share thing, you know, post your, you know, account, get some follows here, get some follows there. Like, maybe that's why people do it. It's because, like, I want people to know me. I want those numbers to go up. I want...
It's really subjective, because on one side of the spectrum, you could just be doing it because you're bored. You could just be doing it because, you know, you want to express whatever you're distributing on, like, those social media platforms. Like, if you got a really cool feed with photos or, like, videos of this and that, like, sure, go ahead. That makes sense. But if you're just doing it plainly for attention... and plainly to do certain things that, like,
put it towards something positive.
Yeah, I don't want to say malicious, but yeah, something positive and stuff.
Like, and if you're just bored and you're just chilling, go ahead, you know. But like, for a person like me, you know, who like streams and like, you know, does things like that in the gaming area, it's like you have numbers the way you do, and it's like maybe it's a little bit of jealousy, but it's somewhat some motivation.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both. The jealousy isn't huge. I feel like I have a big problem with jealousy. I know I do. But, you know, it's not a malicious jealousy, you know? It's not a malicious jealousy, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, you have the numbers there. Like, this girl, you know, one of the homies showed me this girl's Instagram. And then she had her YouTube in the bio, and I went to go see it. She has, like, what, 124K subscribers. One of her videos hit like 156K. She only had two videos up there and just stopped doing it. And she has the numbers that she has and the concurrent viewers that she had. And it's like, I would kill for something like that. That's insane.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't care. And it's like, damn, you know, that kind of sucks. I wish I had those numbers.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would do something with that. I would have fun with that. Whereas people just do it for the one time they get lucky and they don't care about it. Like, that's why I feel like... You know, social media is a good thing and a bad thing. Good thing because it gives many people opportunities.
Double-edged sword.
But it's pretty bad because, you know, it's a nasty world. You know, people hide behind screens and shit like that.
I mean, personally, I don't like to use, especially Instagram, I don't like to use it all too much. Not that it's something bad for everyone, but personally, like, I feel like it puts a damper on my, like, my creative environment, and I feel like I get distracted by it way too much sometimes. And I feel like that's what it comes to. Like, people get addicted to it, and that's all they do. That's all, like, they need. They post here, they post there, they make spam accounts and do, like, have 1,000 posts and this and that.
I do it for the memes, man. Like, shit, that's pretty funny. Like, I do it for the memes. Like, people ask me, you know, why don't you have a picture up there? Why don't you post? It's like, I don't really care to.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't say I ever cared about posts, but there's times where I posted here and there, and it's like, okay, cool. The likes that I have, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, my quote-unquote story views, they're like, they fluctuate all the time. Like, there's times where I get, like, over 100, or, like, less than 100, or close to 100. It's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, I don't know everyone up here.
Right.
That's weird.
I mean,
it's like, when I post something about, like, a channel or something, I don't, like, give a shit. Where y'all at? You know what I'm saying? Where y'all at? You know, but...
I mean, I don't know. Because I think I don't want to seem like a hypocrite or anything, but I just want whatever I have to, I guess, be a slice of me, but not show the entirety of who I am and what I believe in, or, like, my ideals and this and that. And I might try to show that sometimes through, like, some you know, stories or this and that, but I want... the basis of people actually know me is either one, like an actual conversation with me, actually talk to me one-on-one, let's get to know each other, or two, through some type of craft that I'm making, such as a podcast or a film or a script or this and that, actually get to know me that way instead of through social media and through a platform that can be seen in so many different ways by so many different people.
That's why Instagram or any form of social media is so powerful, because you can make a tweet and then come off as nasty and, like, ignorant and just, like, racist or something like that. And it's, like, based off of that one tweet, I think I know you. I think I know the type of person you are.
Right.
And it's, like, people focus so much. That's why people make it so important. Like, oh, you know, when you make sure you post smart, you make a footprint. It's, like, a cyber footprint or something like that. It's, like, when jobs and employers look at that and they see you, like, you know, downing, like, a whole bottle of vodka or something.
Yeah, colleges, too.
Yeah, and it's, like, damn, we don't want a person like that representing us. And it could have been just a one-time thing. Could have been an occasion. That's not the type of person you are. But, it's like, social media is so powerful to where it's, like, you get judged off of anything and everything you do. And, like, they can hurt people. It can, you know, make them upset and cause a lot of, you know, bad things going on in their lives. And, you know... I've never been social media dependent. Like, there's times where, like, I have my face buried in my phone, but it's, like...
Right.
It's about weird shit. Like, I be reading about, like, comics and anime and shit, and people think I'm, like, you know, going crazy on a feed. And it's, like, my Instagram feed... I guess it could say a lot about me, but not really, because there's a lot of spam.
I mean, but who's really going to go on your Instagram, look at your feed, and just...
But it's, like, I don't really have anything to hide either. It's just all you see is anime, basketball, video games...
You mean on your timeline?
Feed, timeline. But my feed, when I had stuff up there, it wasn't nothing important.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that boy.
Right.
All
right.
Yeah. other than that, you know.
You wanna cut it off here?
Yeah, probably.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for tuning in. Probably got like 6 people on here.
But thank you though.
Yeah. Hopefully there's more coming soon.
Yeah.
You know, if we decide to do this again.
Let us know what you thought though. It was tight.
Yeah, of course. Cool. We're always taking suggestions, always taking topics as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks guys.
Bye.